A few years ago, a quiet revolution took place in Florida. Citrus, which had been the state's number one agricultural product for years, fell to second place. Nursery plants are now at the top. Unlike the citrus business, many Florida nurseries are small operations run by individuals or families. It's part of our series on the long-term effects of this year's record-setting hurricane season. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on how the industry fared.
This is the sound of automated sprinklers irrigating fallen trees.
It's devastating. It really is. It's like the opposite of what everyone expects to see when they're looking at plants.
This is the last field Rosemary Warner and her husband still have to clean up on their 50-acre tree farm. The plot is a thick, muddy tangle of branches, trunks, and leaves. A few months ago, these were neat rows of live oaks, almost ready for sale. Then Charlie came along, and Francis, and Ivan, and Jean. Three of the storms passed directly over this site, breaking trees and stripping the leaves off of branches. The fourth dumped enough rain to flood Warner's fields.
It's just been tough, you know, having to start all over again. Kurt and I started this farm almost 20 years ago, and we were out in the field doing all the work ourselves back then, and now we're back in the field, which is just fine, but we kind of had to start all over.
By now, there's nearly as much evidence of recovery as of devastation. There are burn piles where the stock of damaged trees has gone up in smoke. There are clumps of root balls with severed stumps, now creating a dike for the flood-prone lake. And there are stacks and stacks of empty pots that once held the inventory here at Native Southeastern Trees. Rosemary Warner's story is not typical of hurricane-damaged nurseries in Florida, because there is no typical story. For that matter, there's no typical nursery.
They grow everything, I like to say everything, from petunias to palm trees and everything in between.
Ben Belusky is Executive Vice President of the Florida Nursery Growers and Landscape Association, or FNGLA. He says the nursery business is unique in agriculture because you can make a living off of just a few acres of land. So his members range from tiny one-man shows to big corporate enterprises. Their fate in the hurricanes ranged from total destruction to hardly a scratch. Here's one blanket statement that Belusky can make.
The growers, we estimate, had somewhere between $700 and $800 million in crop losses and structural damage.
That's for an industry that makes nearly $10 billion in Florida annually. The tally does not, however, include lost sales.
The entire industry came to a virtual standstill for about 6 to 8 weeks while that alphabet soup was lined up offshore, because no one during that time was ready to replace a tree or a shrub that may have been lost in the first one when you have all that lined up offshore.
The advantage is that now with the end of storm season, people are starting to put their lives and their yards back together. That means buying more plants. At the Lake Brantley Plant Corporation outside of Orlando, landscapers are loading their truck beds with junipers and azaleas. The nursery's owner, Bill Klinger, is president of the FNGLA, and he's working to make sure that if Florida ever sees another hurricane season like 2004, people won't be caught off guard the way they were this year.
We've already had a task force meet on emergency preparedness, and we hope to have some type of program for the growers in case we do have a, God forbid, another disaster of this magnitude, so they would have some idea of what to do.
But as Rosemary Warner and Bill Klinger illustrate, luck can play as much of a role as preparation in a hurricane. Warner and Klinger's nurseries are barely half an hour's drive apart. Warner lost power for 20 days, had to scrap more than half of her inventory, and is only now selling trees again. Klinger had minor damage that was repaired within weeks, and his business is now running nearly as normal. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
And to hear other reports in our Shapiro series on this year's storms, you can come to our website, npr.org.